This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Okay, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. One of my listeners showed me a video of a candidate for lieutenant governor being pulled out of a county commissioner meeting, the one on the public health crisis in terms of misinformation when they ruled on that. I'm gonna take a look at the video and talk about that, but it's a shame. It's a real shame what's happening at these meetings. So we're gonna talk about that. But, you know, first I want to address, what's happening at the border. So, I don't know if you've seen the images of the migrants and what's happening at the border in Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, but it appears that the National Guard has had to resort to lining up SUVs to make a wall. And some of the images we've seen with horses and whips and you know, migrants running from the horses, and it just, you know, the border just being overrun. I mean, it's very frightening. It's a public health emergency. Now, President Biden has campaigned or had campaigned and now is purporting himself as really, really big on public health, really big on the safety of Americans. And I do have to credit Biden with the rollout of the vaccine. I credit Trump for starting the process. I credit Biden for the rollout of the vaccine. But I am seeing a disconnect when it comes to our public health and it comes to migrants and it comes to refugees and evacuees and the border. And apparently immigration officials are saying that the deportations aren't happening, that although some may be done for the cameras, many of them are coming in. And when, was it Peter Ducey from Fox News asked Jen Psaki if all the migrants or evacuees or the immigrants are being asked to show their vaccination cards or being asked to do a nasal swab, that didn't really go well because Jen Psaki said these people are not going to be here long term. These are people that came to the border. We're turning them around. But we're hearing the opposite. We're hearing that many of them are coming in. And again, remember, my father was an immigrant. So I am in support of a legal immigration process. I'm in support of people coming in, becoming citizens, fleeing conditions that are disastrous for them. That's what America's for. But right now, this is a mess. And so when you see that the National Guard in Texas is trying to line up trucks to build a border, Biden's going to have to make some decisions. Now, I understand the psychology of politics, and I understand that there has to be some saving face. And the big problem we have is, and this is something that's very interesting that we're going to talk about, okay? Whether you love Trump or hate Trump, Trump has inadvertently put America in a position where if he supported something, whether it was fantastic, he supported it or not, there's been all this criticism of it and all these moves to do the opposite. So if he had a bad idea, he had a bad idea. If he had a good idea, no one's going to consider it. That's why a lot of physicians are like, you know, can we study hydroxychloroquine? Many physicians, whether they supported Trump or not, wish Trump never said anything because the media took whatever he said and completely destroyed it. And you know, people are kind of wondering, wait a second, you know, could that be another tool in the medicine chest? Well, same thing with a border wall. I mean, there's, you know, other countries have walls. Other countries have, you know, means to protect their borders. If a wall was a good idea to ease the pressure of Border Patrol, Biden, Kamala Harris, whoever else is going to run the country, if that all they look like they are laying one brick or one steel beam, the media is going to make it look like they support Trump. And can I just say, let's just stop all that BS? Because if our Border Patrol agents, my problem is I don't like seeing the videos of what I see, of these overwhelmed Border Patrol agents trying to use their horse. Remember I told you that yesterday. They're using their horses as a, horses are dangerous to people. And I mean, they're trying to whip the horse, and maybe the whip was used on migrants as well. I don't know exactly what happened. I do know that many of those agents have been now given desk duty, taken off the line. But it shows that there's chaos, and it shows there's lack of management. And so we have a president that is very for public health. He wants to protect Americans from infectious disease. He wants to protect Americans from COVID. And so one aspect of that is making sure that we don't have COVID-infected individuals or individuals with other infectious disease sneaking over the border, illegally or legally. So if the president wants to save face, he could very easily help build a wall. It could be a different wall. It doesn't have to be Trump's wall. He doesn't even have to call it a wall. He could call it a gateway, an immigration gateway, and just make it along the border. But the problem we have is whenever you have overworked and under-resourced employees or people that are trying to provide security, it, as you could see, it's a mess. And, you know, and I know people say, well, we're being invaded. I don't want to use that term, invaded. I mean, maybe per a dictionary definition, it might look like an invasion. But to me, an invasion are migrants that want to come and kill and hurt, you know, and attack people on the border. We're not seeing that. But if we can't handle migrants and immigration, then we definitely can't handle a military invasion. And so we need to show that we can man, we know what to do on our border. And I think Biden can save face if he calls it a gateway to America and just kind of make the, just build the wall. Because SUVs and horses don't cut it and are inappropriate. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOG-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I guess they're still searching for Brian Laundrie. He is the fiancé of Gabby Petito after Gabby Petito's remains were found. Initial autopsy results have determined that her death was a homicide. Now, it's been 3 weeks since Laundrie, 23 years old, returned to Florida from a cross-country van trip. He left with Petito, didn't come back with her. She was found in Wyoming. It's a horrible, horrible case, horrible story. She was 22. He's 23. This case has attracted national attention. Many people have wondered why this case has received so much attention and not others. Apparently there's 90,000 missing persons. But this was one that where the, her travels were pretty publicized. She had a huge following. And it's, I guess, highlights a lot of the, I understand, you know, when one headline it becomes a headline and then everybody wants to follow up on it and they, you know, so I agree that attention needs to be given to all missing people. I do. But I understand why there has been so much, you know, so many eyes on this one, because one, she was missing, and, you know, as are thousands, tens of thousands of people, but just some weird things happened. Weird, weird, weird things. And there's a lot of learning lessons that could be learned in terms of they were stopped from a domestic dispute case in Utah, and there were witnesses that, you know, saw that, you know, things were happening. And so one reason why this is being talked about is because, you know, we want to prevent the next abduction. We want to prevent the next killing. And I'm not saying Laundrie did it. He's innocent until proven guilty. But, you know, sadly, whenever bad things like this happen, people don't like hearing that Gabby Petito was dead. A 22-year-old beautiful girl. All she did was go on a cross-country trip with her boyfriend. Dead. Many people have daughters. They don't want that to happen to them, or sons. They don't want to see, you know, families lose their loved ones. And so when it happens, you could either say, I don't want to hear about it. It's so bad. I don't want to be depressed. Or what a lot of people do is they intellectualize. You know, or they, you know, and we will take your calls. We see the phone lines ringing. Give us 1 minute. Sorry about that. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So when people look at what's been happening, or they want to intellectualize, they want to try to prevent these sorts of, they want to try to prevent, let's say, future cases. And so we watch it. We learn from it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Teton County Coroner Brent Blue confirmed Tuesday that the human remains found in Wyoming were those of Petito. Currently Laundrie, who is a person of interest, I believe he's still the number one suspect, still has not been found. People wonder if he committed suicide. People wonder if he's hiding out. Apparently, they've been searching for him in the Carlton Reserve Wilderness area near Northport, Florida. They initially suspended it. You know, it's all swamp and alligators and all that. But apparently, the search has not yielded any answers, but they are going to press on. So we'll keep you guys posted on this, but it's a horrible case. It's a sad case, and I wish it never happened. Sadly, this happens all too often. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have Tom on the line. Hey, Tom, thanks for waiting. How you doing?
Hey, no problem, Doc. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year. Thank you.
Hey, listen, you were talking about the border agent. I don't know for certain, but being a little familiar with mounted divisions and law enforcement, I believe what you were seeing were long range. They're commonly used on mounted police horses, and they're used to control the horse. And you were very astute in bringing up the point that horses are dangerous. You know, they're big, and even as a uniformed cop, I would never get near one of the mounted police, especially towards the rear, because one kick to the head and you're gone. I imagine that what we were witnessing in those videos were the border agents trying to control those horses because for that very that they are dangerous. Now
there is a propelling. There's that propelling movement they use. They called it whips, but they, like you said, they use it to control the horses and they propel it, and it looks like they're swinging it at people. I don't know. I haven't seen all the footage, but I've heard that there are many techniques they use. And sadly, when that thing is swinging, they use it to kind of, you know, steer the horse. But you know, people caught images of that possibly hitting some of the migrants.
Yeah, I didn't see that. Now, here's what they may also have been using it for. I know in Baltimore we carry a nice stick called an S-Pantoon, and it has a long leather strap, and when we're on a slip patrol, we'll swing that thing forwards and backwards, and it's a deterrent from people sneaking up on us. If you get too close, you might get hit by it. We're not, you know, walking around just randomly hitting people with it, but with that swinging motion forward, you know, we get pretty good at, we call it walking the dog. It rotates and swings forwards and backwards, and it gives you a good 3 feet of distance from people just coming up and walking up on you. I suspect that these long reins possibly are oftentimes used as a deterrent from people getting too close to the mounted officer.
Yeah.
That would make sense. It wouldn't be that they're using it to whip people, but they're using it not only to control the horse, but also as a warning not to get too close to the mounted officer and his horse. And if somebody chooses to, you know, walk up to it anyway, they might inadvertently get hit by it. That's my two cents on what you were talking about relative.
That's very helpful, because again, if the Border Patrol agents not only have to secure the border, but they also are in charge of making sure the migrants are safe, and one of their horses kicks them, they, you know, is it their duty to keep a migrant away from the horse and to separate it? It's multifaceted. It's very complex. And again, you know, my point, and you probably agree, horses can't be the border wall. We need a wall.
Oh, absolutely. In the absence of a wall, you know, just like with riots in Baltimore, horses are used and they make for a very effective blockade. Most people have the sense, and this is why they work, to stay away from a big horse. But then again, not everybody has good sense.
Yeah, but you know what? It's interesting. I was kicked by a horse. I think a lot of people haven't had access to animals. I don't think a lot of people realize horses are dangerous. I think as older people do, but I think a lot of individuals are like, oh, it's a horsey. Oh, that's a pony. And they go up to it. I don't think a lot of people, you know, you would think it's common. I mean, I was kicked by a horse. I learned my lesson, but I don't think a lot of people do realize that, and especially the younger generations, because if they've never been by a horse, they probably think it's just a cute, beautiful animal.
Even a deer, Doc, I responded to a call. I thought it was a horrible assault. As it turns out, the witnesses related to me that a woman in a parking lot of a Macy's, of all things, a deer walked up to her, and she walked up to the deer, and it kicked her right in the head. It was horrible. So anything with a hoof, you know, any wild animal, you know, you
right.
You're clear of.
So true. Thank you, Tom, for calling. Appreciate it, Tom.
Bye now.
All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, yeah, you know, I haven't watched the videos, and so, you know, what we heard happened obviously sounds, sounds horrific, and from what I understand, they have put the Border Patrol agents on desk duty, but it's one of those things where that would not be a job that I would want to have right now, because I think it would be an impossible job. And it's hot, it's difficult, it's very emotional, seeing families and kids come over, and thousands of them, and you wanting to help, you wanting to feed them, give them water, you know, but at the same time, you're supposed to protect the border, and you're supposed to protect them as well. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend-O-Vite.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Over two dozen Republican governors are wanting a meeting with President Biden due to the illegal immigration surge at the U.S. southern border. The governors have signed and sent a letter to the White House requesting the meeting. But Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey isn't holding out hope to get together anytime soon.
This White House doesn't listen to governors, it doesn't value governors, it doesn't talk to the governors. It looks at us as lower middle managers in their federal corporation.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, President Biden says nothing is more urgent than defeating COVID around the world. Biden opening a global COVID summit and saying, we've all suffered in the pandemic. Biden saying it's an all-hands-on-deck crisis and saying the solution lies in global vaccinations. This is USA Radio News. The clock is ticking on avoiding a partial government shutdown next week. The House passed a bill yesterday to extend funding through December 3rd and suspend the debt limit for a year after that. But Senate Republicans are expected to block the measure later this week because they don't want to vote on raising the debt limit. Republican Senator from Utah, Mitt Romney.
A single Republican vote on spending measures, but they think we should have to raise the debt limit for them. That's not something we're going to do. If they're going to spend all the money on their own, then they're going to pay for it on their own. And it's ridiculous for them to think that somehow Republicans are responsible to pay through debt for the spending they intend to do on their own.
Scott Peterson's effort to get a new trial resumes in a hearing today in a California courtroom. Peterson was originally sentenced to death in the 2004 murder of his pregnant wife, Lacey, and their unborn child. That sentence was eventually overturned, but he's still serving life behind bars. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. We're going to Facebook Live this next segment because one very common question I'm getting from many of you is, where the hell are the results of the investigation into the origins of COVID, the COVID-19 pandemic? It has been brushed off. It has been treated as misinformation. It has been treated as conspiracy theories. Even I think The Lancet did a double face or did a 180, saying at first, oh, that's conspiracy theory. And now they, even The Lancet, is calling for an objective and transparent debate about the true origins of the SARS-CoV-2 virus. I personally thought that whatever happened with the virus did come out of a lab, maybe not intentionally, maybe accidentally, because the first SARS outbreak back in 2002 to 2003 was ruled as a lab accident, according to Singapore's National Health Ministry. And then there were some deaths that happened in 2004 by SARS when there was a lab accident or leak contained. So when this happened, I'm like, all right, well, you know, here we go, strike three. And then nobody really went with that. They were like, oh, man, this has fallen upon us, and this is so bad, and, you know, this was a bad, and somebody ate bat soup, which is why bat soup is a bad idea. Although all that talk about bat soup, I'm like, I want to try it. I am dying to try bat soup. As long as there's no rabies in it, I would just love to taste bat soup. It just sounds like it's really hearty and tangy and meaty. I don't know. I'd love to try it. But I didn't believe that this came from bat soup. Then they were like, well, it came from the Wuhan market. And I'm like, really? So whistleblowers have come out, and there's been a lot of drama behind people trying to come out saying, look, guys, this is what's going on. And there's been a general consensus that of these whistleblowers, that this came from China and there was some intentionality out of it. I'd still give the benefit of the doubt because, remember, the other SARS-CoV issues were accidental. And so even if it's an accident, three accidents with SARS, come on. Somebody needs to be looking at their protocols. But as somebody in the sciences, you're open to all theories. So a defector named Wei Jingsheng said that the COVID outbreak was intentional. He's a whistleblower from China. But he said, rather than, I thought it was like maybe August 2019, and in fact, it was interesting because the Trump administration thought also it was the end of summer of 2019. He said that this happened in October 2019 at the Military World Games, which was a couple months before China notified us. I think they notified us on December 8th that they were having an issue. So ex-Chinese Communist Party insider Wei Jingsheng said the World Military Games in October 19 could have acted as the first super spreader event. Now, this international tournament for military athletes was held in Wuhan. And it was where, and Wuhan is the origin of the pandemic, 2 months before China notified the World Health Organization. We do wonder what the World Health Organization was doing during all this. The only thing we immediately saw from the World Health Organization was a nothing to see here. Okay. Which, again, was highly suspect and odd. So, apparently, there's a Sky News documentary, what really happened in Wuhan, and he says, I thought the Chinese government would take this opportunity to spread the virus during the military games, as many foreigners would show up there. The whistleblower claimed he had heard of the Chinese government carrying out a, quote, unusual exercise during the games. He said, I knew of the possibility of the Chinese government using some strange weapons, including biological weapons, because I knew they were doing experiments of that sort. His claims were supported by former principal China advisor to the U.S. State Department, Miles Yu. He said French, German, and American athletes were among those to fall ill at the tournament with COVID-like symptoms, but they were never tested for the virus because we didn't have testing. So, the timeline was December 8th is when China acknowledged the infection of 2019. Then China first reported it to the World Health Organization by New Year's Eve. Then, January 1st, they closed down the Wuhan seafood market for disinfection. Then, January 7th, according to Daily Mail, President Xi Jinping discussed the coronavirus outbreak publicly. China then makes public the genome of the coronavirus. China reported its first death by January 11th. By January 13th, the first case outside China is confirmed because, again, people are starting to test for it. Remember, it was flu season. So I had been getting a lot of cases of flu. And when I had told people, because this was telemedicine, I go, guys, can you go and get a flu test? Many were like, no, it's telemedicine. That's why I'm calling you. It's flu. Give me Tamiflu. And on telemedicine, we were told, give Tamiflu because if it's a flu and we're in flu season. We didn't know there was another issue. I knew something was odd because some people said I did get a flu test and it was negative. But I have a fever. I have a cough. And I'm like, well, it could be pneumonia. This might not be flu. This could be something else. Go and get checked out. And that was in the fall, the late fall of 2019, November, December. Tons of cases. But again, we're in flu season. Flu season goes from November 1st to end of May. So November, December, I'm like, dang, flu season came a little early, but so, and I'm not saying they were COVID. We couldn't test. We didn't know. Then came January, February. People were scared. They didn't want to go to the doctor. Then we had the lockdowns in March. So I don't know how many of those flu cases were COVID or how many of those COVID cases were flu. People wouldn't get tested. So Wuhan locked down January 23rd. World Health Organization declared an outbreak of international concern by January 31st. Then by February 23rd, Italy reported clusters of cases. May 29th, China claims the virus did not originate in their wet markets, but in Chinese bats, before it jumped to humans via intermediary animal. By July 31st, Chinese researcher admits some coronavirus experiments were conducted in lower biosafety labs. By December 16th of 2020, the World Health Organization announced it was going to travel to Wuhan to probe the origins of the virus. So a year later, that made no sense. Then, January 5th, we're told that China denied entry to the World Health Organization's investigatory team. The reason why I found that was kind of odd is China had a year to cover up their tracks, if that's what they did. You would think that they would have been, okay, guys, are we all good? Are we all good? Okay, come in. The fact that at the year mark, they tried to stop the investigation either means, one, they were really guilty, and they were like, okay, we have a lot more scrubbing we need to do, or there's something else they're working on that didn't want to get discovered. So that move alone should have prompted international scorn, should have started embargoes, should have pulled all American scientists out of there. And I get, we like to have one leg, you know, keep your enemies, your friends closer, your enemies closer. You know, we did, through the NIH, did fund projects there, and that's kind of what happens in the scientific community. You do fund projects in multiple different areas, you know, multiple different countries, so then you at least have an in on some of that research, and you're kept abreast of what's going on and get some of the scientific credit. But right then and there, I think right at the start of this, when you have thousands of people affected and, you know, It just didn't make sense that we didn't have a lot more, you know. But in September 2019, they said blood samples were taken in a lung cancer screening trial in Italy that later tested positive for coronavirus. That was September 2019. So I told you, this happened the summer. That's all I know, the summer 2019. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So breaking news, a drive-by shooting at a bus stop in Louisville, Kentucky occurred, and it left one teenager dead, two other children injured. An apparent drive-by shooting occurred at about 6:30 a.m. at the Dr. W.J. Hodge and Chestnut Streets while kids were waiting for the bus. According to Louisville Metro Police Department, a teenage boy was shot and transported to University of Louisville Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. A second male was taken to Cosair Children's Hospital for non-life-threatening injuries, police said in the tweets. A juvenile female was treated for minor injuries at the scene. Anybody with information is urged to call police. You know, the bus situation is sadly a That's, again, another health crisis, public health crisis, dangerous crisis, as states and cities are dealing with a very critical bus driver shortage. And I went to 12 schools, and my parents didn't have time or money, you know, to drive me. They had to work. They take the bus. Our taxes are paying for a school bus. You take the bus. And being bullied, the bus stop, I hated the bus stop. When there were bullies, the bus stop is where they would bully you. Bus stop in and of itself could be kind of dangerous. If there's a bunch of kids standing there vulnerable, just out there on some sidewalk near a street, I always worried some bully would push me out into a moving car, because I think that happened years ago, where somebody pushed a little kid out into the street as the car was coming. And I never really saw a parent. Nowadays, you see parents standing at the bus stop just watching. And mind you, that kid, you know, once they get on the bus is getting bullied. But, you know, I would be, that, you know, you're pretty vulnerable out there. But nowadays, there's such a school bus driver shortage that rather than standing out there for 10, 15 minutes, and I used to get in trouble. We got a whooping if we missed the bus. If we missed the bus, because then our parents had to take us, there's no way I was going to miss the bus. So I got there super early. I was more afraid of my parents than the bullies. And I remember trying to hang out at another person's house, you know, trying to, like, hide from the people at the bus stop. The bus stop was a horrible place. But luckily, the buses usually came on time. Now we're noticing some buses are taking hours, because there's not enough drivers and some people have to do a couple different routes. So The Hill writes that school districts around the country are struggling to fill thousands of bus driver positions right now. Worker shortages are leading to late arrivals, last-minute scrambles to bring retired workers back onto payrolls. Well, that's another big thing. I am noticing a bunch of retirees are coming back to work. I mean, thank you, baby boomers, for doing this. We'll talk about that in a little bit. They say the shortages are so bad in some places that districts are taking extraordinary steps to get kids to school as students return to in-person classes this fall. Philadelphia School District will pay families $300 a month or $3,000 for the year to opt out of transportation services and get their kids to school on their own. Wow. I might take that. Really? I might take that deal. $300 a month to take your kids to school. Now, I know, my kids drive me crazy in the morning, but still. Albemarle County Public Schools in Virginia is offering a $2,500 bonus to new drivers, $100 more than the school district and the county seat Charlottesville is offering. In Boston, they say the shortage is so acute that some schools have resorted to atypical transportation. An 11th grade language teacher at one charter school recently went viral on Twitter when he documented a class field trip on board a party bus with a stripper pole and neon lights. Oh my gosh. Let me see if I can see pictures of that. Really? He took a party bus. Okay, hold on a second. I have got to see this. I'm sorry. Oh, they took it out. Oh, yeah, they did. Probably because there were kids in the picture and you couldn't. But, I mean, look, if there's party buses, what do you do? I mean, if you could put kids in there and take them to school. But apparently it was a class field trip. So he didn't want them to, you know, be using the stripper pole. It just, that was the only vehicle he could use for the... A party bus. Charter schools usually have smaller class size. They could probably get about 20 people in there. Anyway, Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker last week called up 250 members of Massachusetts National Guard to ease the shortage across the state. Ohio Governor Mark DeWine is considering a similar deployment. New York Governor Kathy Hochul and Maryland Governor Larry Hogan have both directed state agencies to ease restrictions on potential new hires to get them driving buses sooner. Now, I told you, one big issue is marijuana. A lot of people that have been out of work for months, if they lived in a state with legalized marijuana, they might have relaxed a little bit. And, you know, if they were home, why not? The problem is if you use marijuana, you can't get a CDL. So you can only limit if marijuana is still illegal and they don't want drivers to have that on board, that's going to disqualify a lot of drivers. In New York, Hochul has ordered state agencies to reach out to more than 500,000 commercial driver's license holders to recruit new drivers. The Department of Motor Vehicles is eliminating a 14-day waiting period between a permit test and a road test for obtaining a CDL. Those road tests can now be conducted on large lots owned by the New York Racing Association. I mean, this is like a big, it takes a village, man. They say our schools and public health officials have moved mountains to ensure our children receive an in-person education this year, and we are leaving no stone unturned to make sure schools have adequate bus service to bring students to school and back. Maryland's Motor Vehicle Administration is going to hold a special bus driver's day on Saturday with special appointments set aside at 6 sites across the state. Hogan's administration has set up central scheduling service to allow for same-day appointments for those applying for a CDL. They said no industry is immune to the national labor shortage, but for parents relieved to finally have the kids back in classroom, this is another unwanted uncertainty. At the state level, I have directed the MVA to do whatever it can administratively do to support school systems and get more bus drivers on the road. So what's been happening? Kids are arriving late to class. They're coming home late. In Amalgamated Transit Union Local in New York City, they're about 200 drivers short. So 18 months of school closures in some areas. It shows you, people go, are we going to have another lockdown? I don't think so. You know, it was really easy for the government to do it, but reopening it's taking years to get people back on track. And because COVID still exists, it might go down, you know, officially by 2022, I'm hoping. I can't say the COVID pandemic is going to go away in 2022, but I think we're going to have some huge gains by 2022 as long as these variants, you know, are kept at bay. But who knows? I mean, obviously, this has been defined the odds. So I think there will be some light at the end of the tunnel. But my worry is, what if Ebola comes? You know, or what if somebody complains that we have thousands of people dying of flu? Because flu is very easily spread. And the flu vaccine only protects people at about 60% on a good year. Don't be closing down the country. You close down the country, you can't open it back up. It's a mess. So for those of you that don't use marijuana and can qualify for a CDL, maybe work a few shifts driving some buses. You might make some bucks. You know, we need you. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.